Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting second. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting third. The third baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Herb Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roger Wolf. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Roger Wolf. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Rusty Peters. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive towards first. Rocco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a fly ball into right field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wagner for a passed ball. Cullenbine moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a fly ball into left field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Max strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up towards third. Peters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 1 in the game. Wellage takes first base on ball 4. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wellage moves to third. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wellage scores. White moves to second. One out. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Max settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics won, and the Indians won. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolf hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Welich hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into right field. Welich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripple takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-2 in the game. Rosar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Hall reaches second base with a double. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-2 in the game. Wagner bunts towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Roger Wolf. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Wellage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Flores now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-2 in the game. Mack bunts and there's an error on the play. Boudreau moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to third. Mack moves to second. Rusty Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-3 in the game. Peters hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-3 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Boudreau scores. Mack moves to third. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats White for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.